Fourth and final hour here on this Thursday afternoon. Darren, Donick, and Chase. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Let's head down to Jacksonville. Let's check in with Tony Smith, 1010 XL down there. Tony, how the heck are you?
Doing well, guys. Appreciate you having me on today.
Are they giving you guys paychecks this week, or because of, you guys, you're not really having to work this week, really, are you?
Yeah, we're still getting paid this
okay,
week.
Good.
We should probably be getting paid overtime, honestly. We're having to do, but yeah, it's been interesting, to say the least, in Jacksonville this week.
I have to have you paint the picture for radio, because we've all been in this position. I mean, Pac-Man Jones was here in this market. I mean, we've had, every market, you do this long enough, you're going to have stuff where you go, oh my gosh, why is my phone blowing up? Just give us and our listeners your initial reaction the first time you laid eyes on the video, and just the first thing you blurted out or what you did, because you know what that means, right? I mean, the minute you see this, you're like, oh my gosh, well, we're not going to be talking about, the football team this week. So give it to us. When did you first see the video?
Yeah, I got onto Twitter Saturday night. I was just at home watching some of the college football that day, and I open up my Twitter to see what's going on, and I see that Urban Meyer's trending, and I'm like, what did he do? Like, that's the first thought I had in my head, right? Like, it's not uncommon for Urban to be trending, so what did he say? What is somebody saying about Urban that he's trending this time? And you pull it up, and that video pops up, and you're like, are we serious right now? I mean, are we serious right now that this is happening? And then the second video comes out, and you get the apology on Monday, and he has to redo the apology because obviously the second video had come out, and discussions among fans about whether how much longer Urban Meyer is going to be the head coach, and fans yelling at other fans about who cares what he does in his personal time, that's between him and his wife, and all that kind of stuff was going on. And it's a story that stretched out through yesterday, at least, where he is still having to address it. It's the first time we had heard from any of the players, with Trevor Lawrence speaking yesterday and Josh Allen speaking to the media yesterday. So it's been 4 or 5 days of this now, of discussing Urban Meyer. And whatever happens on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, immediately it's going to be attributed to whatever the team reaction is to Urban Meyer. Whether it has anything to do one with the other, who knows? They could win by one, win by 20, lose by one, lose by 20, and most people are going to connect that directly to Urban Meyer and the team's reaction to him this week. And I'm not sure, guys, that it has any effect actually on the football team for this Sunday's game against Tennessee, but there's going to be a connection made either way.
No doubt about it. And it's got to be crazy, right? You guys, the discussion piece on Friday must have been, okay, they let one get away. Like, they should have beaten Cincinnati on Thursday night. It was a good game, but they kind of gave it away. They had an opportunity, especially right before the half, to kind of put Cincinnati away. They did. But you have to be feeling good. Like, okay, this team's going in the right direction. Maybe they're getting a lot – they're getting closer. And then, boom, this happens over the weekend, and then you feel like you're miles away from that again. And now you've got to address that. And speaking of addressing, that press conference on Monday that we all watched, I mean, I think you all could have been there shirtless, and I don't know if he would have noticed, because I don't think he looked up at all in that press conference. It was obviously very awkward for him, but what has it been like this week? He's obviously had a couple of press conferences he's had to address this, and you've had players talking, and there's been a lot of national writers that have said stuff about people they've talked to that that are sources that they haven't named, but this is what they're saying. So what has the dialogue been like on 1010 XL this whole week leading up to this point?
Look, I think different people feel different ways, right? And what I've tried to say this week, for the fans out there who say, none of this matters, why are we talking about it? This is between Urban Meyer and his wife, right? And for fans that are very upset about what happened in that video, for fans that are very upset about Urban Meyer not flying back with the team, for the fans that are upset that he didn't have a team meeting on Monday, that he went into individual group meetings and discussed it with them there and had his first team meeting where he addressed it yesterday with the football team, for everyone who feels however they feel about everything that has happened this week, what I've tried to explain to him is he's trying to get a message across to a room of 53 men plus the coaching staff here in Jacksonville. If you get a group of five people together in Jacksonville this week, there's going to be five different types of opinions about what happened with Urban Meyer last weekend, right? Like, not everyone's going to feel the same way. The whole locker room's not going to feel the same way about Urban Meyer. They're just not. There are going to be players who probably didn't like him much a week ago and like him even less today than they did a week ago, right? And that's understandable for different guys to react different ways. Can they pull together and find a way to break this losing streak? We know if the Jaguars were 4-0 right now, this would be a story, but it wouldn't be the same kind of story. They're 0-4, and as you mentioned, last Thursday night they had an opportunity against Cincinnati where from week one to week four, this was a football team that had gotten better every week. 1, 2, 3, 4. Had a chance to beat Arizona, let it get away from them. Should have beat Cincinnati, let it get away from them. Now the Tennessee Titans are coming in with the Jaguars on a 19-game losing streak, and it felt like, okay, let's find a way to put it together, continue to get better week to week. There's been virtually no time for that kind of discussion on the radio this week because it's been all about Urban Meyer. Today we finally discussed the Titans for the first time really all week in the two-hour show that I do every day. And I was relieved to be able to discuss the football game this weekend even a little bit as opposed to all this other stuff because, as I said, I'm not sure how much effect ultimately it has on Sunday with anything that's going to happen in this football game between the Jags and the Titans. But there are certainly going to be conclusions drawn based on how the game plays out as to how much effect it had on this football team.
Yeah, I'm with you on the players' things, Tony. I've said that this week. But I do wonder, well, I mean, you know, I don't poo-poo when I, you know, Mike Silver and people that have done covered the league for a long time and they put out stuff.
Certainly, yeah.
Do you believe, like, you know, you're around it, you're around these players that, you know, that they, some of them were laughing, you know, after he delivered, you know, he talked to them, and when he left the room, they're laughing. Or, I mean, have you gotten a vibe that some of these players, I mean, you just said some are on board, some are not. I mean, that's only natural probably with any coach, but in this case, you've got a guy coming from the college ranks to the NFL talking to, you know, grown men, and in some cases, in a lot of cases, making millions of dollars. So did you ever pick up on that there was maybe some weirdness between head coach and players before this incident, or no?
Nothing that I've seen, you know, in the time that I can be around the team speaks to that. I know talking to some people who cover the team, we had Mike DiRocco on the show for a couple hours this morning. He covers the Jaguars for ESPN. And, you know, we've talked to different people who have been around the football team, and I don't think what Michael Silver wrote is wrong. I certainly think that there was a player who told him what Michael Silver says he was told by a player on the team. I wouldn't be surprised at all if there's more than one player who feels that way about Urban Meyer at this point in his tenure here in Jacksonville. I, you know, thinking about it through the week, I personally wasn't a big fan of the Urban Meyer hire when they made it. Now, that's me personally. Now, once he gets hired by the team, you know, you wish success for the city and the franchise, so you want it to work out. But if you were going to ask me last week or 2 weeks ago, my answer about whether it's going to end good or bad for Urban Meyer in Jacksonville was probably going to be the same. I thought it would probably end badly for Urban Meyer in Jacksonville ultimately when everything is said and done. I hope to be wrong, as I hoped to be wrong when they made the announcement that Urban Meyer was coming to Jacksonville. But especially this week, it's hard to fight against some of that stuff that's going on. I will say, hearing from a guy like Trevor Lawrence, I don't know that there could have been a better spokesperson in the league for a locker room than Trevor Lawrence was yesterday, and having to deal with the questions that he was being asked about his head coach and those kind of things. I tend to believe him when he says the locker room, we're not thinking about any of that. We're trying to get ready to play Tennessee. That's what we're focused on. I tend to believe Trevor when he says it. Does that mean that all 53 guys in the locker room like Urban Meyer at this point? No, I don't think that that's the case, and I wouldn't expect it to be.
Tony Smith is with us from 1010 down in Jacksonville, talking about the sideshow going on with Urban Meyer as the team gets ready for the Titans. So, Tony, do you think Shad Khan considered at all maybe suspending him for a game, doing anything stronger than the statement that he made?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. And obviously that was a big part of the discussion Monday going into Tuesday when Shad Khan released the statement that he did. Shad Khan said when we were going into this offseason that he was going to be more involved than he had been previously with decisions when it came to coaching and these different types of things, that he's a believer in Urban Meyer. I tend to just take Shad at his word. What he said, I think, is what he meant. How much pressure is there on Urban Meyer? Look, this team is 0-4, and now they're dealing with this. There's an immense pressure on Urban Meyer to get this thing turned around. There would have been pressure regardless of what happened earlier this week. But now you pile that on top of it, and, yeah, I think you can't allow the team to continue losing, and now there's this big bullseye on a guy that already had one on him. From a lot of the national media and the way that people were talking about this football team anyway. I don't think most of what was being said about Urban before this week really hit any kind of points in Jacksonville, right? Like, people complained about the hire of Chris Doyle. It was one day. He never got to address the players. It was a bad move. It was dumb. I had to hire him in the first place. We get it. People put the Tim Tebow thing in there. People put the Travis Etienne decision in there. Like, it's all this stuff that I think were non-stories from the beginning. But nationally, they had this momentum, and it continued to build. Now the team's 0-4. They're not finding ways to win football games. And then you add this on top of it. For people who had knives out for Urban in any kind of way, yeah, the knives are going to stay out. And everybody in town is aware of it. There are more people in Jacksonville with the knives out from a fan base perspective than there were a week ago when it came to Urban Meyer, and I can't blame them at this point.
Tony, all of us in this business, you know, you work with media relations people, PR people, et cetera. Also, I think it's interesting down there, a lot of the people that cover the Jaguars, I'm sure, in some form or fashion, covered Urban Meyer when he was the coach at Florida. So you have that status, and of course you have that shield around you a little bit more in the college front. But from a PR standpoint, how do you think, like, once the video happens, it's out, so then you have to decide, how are we handling this? What kind of grade would you give Urban Meyer and the Jaguars for how they've handled it since the scandal came out?
I would say if Urban had the team meeting stuff on Monday and not had to do it again on Wednesday, and then maybe you can walk into a press conference yesterday, because he did have his press conference on Monday where he apologized. He did his coach's show on Tuesday here in Jacksonville. On Wednesday, you could have walked to the podium and said, you know what, I've answered the questions about this. We're on to the Titans. And I wouldn't have even blinked if it had been at that point. But he didn't have the team meeting till Wednesday. That's part of the story going into the press conference yesterday. I think if that had happened, there's no A grade to be had, right? Like, it's just not a story that has that. It's not a happy ending story, you know? Like, there's just no way to get to that point with it. So I'd say probably about a C when everything is said and done. I feel bad for the people down there that are doing the PR and all that. They're not asking for any of this. You know, like, it's just, it's a maelstrom that has nothing to do with them, but they are having to deal with it at this point. And hopefully, you know, they can find a way on the football field to calm some of this down going up against the Titans Sunday.
Well, the reason I ask is because, you know, when he was at Ohio State, we know that there was that whole thing with the assistant coach, and it was, you know, somebody has got to advise. Now, whether he listens to that person or not, somebody's got to go in a room and say, okay, here are the questions that are coming. Be ready. And then, of course, in Gainesville, there were certainly some things that he had to come up. He's no stranger to damage control, firestorms, that kind of thing. I just wonder who his people are that have surrounded him in the Jaguars saying, hey, this is the NFL. This might be a little bit different. This is how you have to handle it. Because I'm with you 100%. I think the goal has to be get this all out there on Monday, so you can turn the page to where you say, hey, I've addressed this. We have to, you know, all these questions you're asking me, I answered yesterday. But you're right, it dragged out.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a story that wouldn't be done on Monday, but he could be done talking about it, you know, at least directly in the press conference in the middle of the week. And instead, because of the way that it played out, it went into Wednesday. And look, we'll see if it, again, has any kind of impact for this team going forward. I think it'll be hard to tell, but certainly an embarrassing week for Urban Meyer. And because he is the face of the program here in Jacksonville right now, an embarrassing week for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Talking to Tony Smith, 1010XL, and we haven't asked one question about the game yet, so I'll do that as we get ready for the Titans and the Jags. I heard Trevor Lawrence's interview on radio before the Thursday night game against Cincinnati last week, and he said that he felt like through, you know, at that point going into the third game that things were getting a little easier for him, that things were getting a little easier for him, that it was starting to slow down, things were starting to make more sense, and I feel like that's showing. I know they haven't won, but do you get that sense that Trevor Lawrence is now settling in as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I really do, and I think you can watch Trevor Lawrence, and he's gotten better every week. I said the team's gotten better every week. Trevor Lawrence has been at the forefront of that each week. And last week had his first turnover-free game, which is a big step in the right direction for Trevor. I think a lot of that had to do with game plan. I don't know what Daryl Bevel, the offensive coordinator, or Urban Meyer, or anybody else on the staff were thinking when they put together game plans for the first couple weeks this year, where they basically ignored that they had James Robinson at running back. They didn't even try to run the ball through the first couple of weeks this year, and we would come on and be like, what are they doing? James Robinson legitimately may be their best player on offense, and they had 2 weeks where they didn't even try to run the football against Houston or Denver in weeks one or two, and finally, in the last couple of weeks, they've come into games and said, you know what, we're going to try to establish a running game, and look, what do you know? They have 2-score leads in both of those games at different points, and it takes the pressure off of Trevor Lawrence. I do think he's getting better every week. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he has his best game of the year to this point this week going up against Tennessee, and he is such a calming force for this organization and team right now. He handles all the pressure as we expected from a guy who's had this target on him since he was in high school. He was being talked about as a guy that was eventually going to be the number one overall pick in the draft, that no situation, none of it would be too big for him, and there has been nothing that has happened on the field through the first month of the season here in Jacksonville that gives me any doubt about how great a player Trevor Lawrence is going to be sooner rather than later in this league.
Obviously, Shark and Chenault have been there for a couple of years as receivers, yeah. But Marvin Jones comes in this year. How has he fit thus far?
He's been really good. He was quiet last week, and you have to think that part of that was the injury to DJ Chark early on in the game when he left. He's been put on IR, so he's going to be out for a while. And DJ, the plus thing that he can do is stretch the field, and that allows Marvin Jones to work a little bit more in that intermediate area where he's been so good through the first 3 games this year. So you got to come up with a different kind of game plan, but the connection that Marvin Jones and Trevor Lawrence had was pretty obvious through the first 3 games this week. I think they'll get back to it a little bit more this week than what we saw last week in this Jaguars offense. Marvin has already played in Daryl Bevel's offense when he was up in Detroit with him the last couple of years, so he understands it, should have it more installed for him than some of the other young wide receivers on this football team early on, and it looked that way, at least early on here in the season, and we'll see if they can get back to that kind of connection this week.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. Obviously, the big storyline continues to be Urban Meyer. But thanks, as always, Tony, for coming on and discussing some of it with us.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Tony Smith, 1010XL, talks Jags. Always enjoy having him on the show with us. We'll come back. You'll hear a little bit from practice today. We'll also discuss some things. I actually have a stat to throw at these guys about Derrick Henry, and we'll do that when we come back. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.